Hear so as to be heard. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. John chapter 15, verse 7. Note well that we must hear Jesus speak if we expect him to hear us speak. If we have no ear for Christ, he will have no ear for us. In proportion as we hear, we shall be heard. Moreover, what is heard must remain, must live in us, and must abide in our character as a force and a power. We must receive the truths which Jesus taught, the precepts which he issued, and the movements of his Spirit within us, or we shall have no power at the mercy seat. Suppose our Lord's words to be received and to abide in us. What a boundless field of privilege is opened up to us. We are to have our will in prayer because we have already surrendered our will to the Lord's command. Thus are Elijahs trained to handle the keys of heaven and lock or loose the clouds. One such man is worth a thousand common Christians. Do we humbly desire to be intercessors for the church and the world, and like Luther, to be able to have what we will of the Lord? Then we must bow our ear to the voice of the well-beloved, treasure up his words, and carefully obey them. He has need to hearken diligently, who would pray effectually.